Friday night, and I'm gonna get sauce. I fought the troll, and the troll lost.
Digital technology makes it easy to share copies of published works, which is a very useful thing to do. It's a very good thing. But publishers don't want us to get the benefits of technology in this way. So they have tried a series of different nasty activities to try to prevent people from using digital technology to share. First, they used propaganda. They started calling people who share pirates, as if helping other people were the moral equivalent of attacking ships. Well, I reject that term. If people ask me what I think of piracy, I say attacking ships is very bad. Well, if they had only done propaganda, it wouldn't really be a war, because they have a right to express their views. But they didn't stop with that. Then they developed malicious technologies designed to restrict what we can do with our own computers. DRM, Digital Restrictions Management, also known as digital handcuffs. And so they're converting our technology products into our handcuffs, our prison guards. Well, those are malicious products that you shouldn't accept ever. But they didn't stop with that. When people started figuring out ways to break the handcuffs, to free up the use of their own computers, then the publishers started buying laws, first in the US and then in other countries, to prohibit distributing things that people can use to break digital handcuffs. And these laws show their evil spirit when they say that these things are banned unless they have other commercially significant uses. In other words, part of the premise is nothing's important except business. You only matter as a possible market or prey for businesses. Other than that, you're not important at all. Well, governments with that attitude, of course, are going to do bad things to people. But they didn't stop with that. They started suing teenagers for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then they went on to do other things. They, for instance, the Digital Economy Act, which punishes people if they're merely accused of sharing. So they have abolished a fundamental principle of justice: no punishment without a fair trial. Of course, that's not the only way the UK has abolished that principle. In the UK, people can be openly and admittedly imprisoned on suspicion. They don't need to be proved guilty of anything. They just need to be suspected. But they have a clever way of dressing this up. Instead of saying, "We suspect that you were planning that crime, so we're putting you in prison," instead they charge you with the crime of being suspect. And if they prove that you're suspect, then they can imprison you for being convicted of a crime, supposedly, but that crime is merely being suspect. I don't believe that this clever disguise changes anything. This is imprisoning people on suspicion. It's nothing more and nothing less. But it gets even worse, the war on sharing does. In Japan, they've made it a crime punished by 2 years imprisonment to download an unauthorized copy of anything from the internet. Download. Now, uploading, that's 5 years imprisonment. If this doesn't succeed in terrorizing everyone into obeying the publisher's power, I suppose they'll start shooting the people who share. But all these measures are wrong, not just because they're nasty in their own right, but because they are aiming to do something wrong, which is stopping people from sharing, because sharing is good. We shouldn't stop people from sharing. We should encourage people to share, so we need to legalize it. However, it's no coincidence that the means that they try to use to stop people from sharing are evil, nasty, obviously vicious. It's because sharing is good, and with digital technology, sharing is easy. So people share, And only draconian, nasty measures could possibly make people stop sharing. So, of course, that's what they use. They try one nasty, draconian measure after another.